KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 19 degrees in Atlantic after an overnight low of 16. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Southwest Iowa news, a Red Oak man was arrested early this morning on a trio of drug charges. Red Oak police report 31-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt was taken into custody in the 200 block of Short Street just before 1 a.m. on charges that include possession of marijuana, possession of a Schedule II narcotic, and violation of the state drug tax stamp. Reinhardt was being held with Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Well, the Iowa Department of Education says the graduation rate for the state's class of 2011 dropped a half percentage point from the previous year. The statewide rate in 2011 was 88.3%, and that was down from 88.8% in 2010. Both years were above the 87.3% rate in 2009. Locally, Atlantic's graduation rate was just over 88%, AHST 86%, Anita 100%, Audubon 93%, Exira 83%, Griswold and Nottoway Valley 98%, and Harlan 95%. In the 10 largest districts, graduation rates rose in Cedar Rapids, Council Bluffs, Iowa City, Sioux City, and Waterloo. Education Department Director Jason Glass said Iowa has one of the nation's best graduation rates. Although the drop is small, Glass says Iowa must work to move the graduation rate higher. The agency says the four-year graduation rate increased in 41% of Iowa's 328 school districts that have high schools, and it dropped 54%, about 4% saw no change. A school bond issue that failed twice isn't slowing down the efforts by the Riverside Community School District to come up with solutions to their aging facilities problems. Twice in the past year, a bond issue placed before the voters seeking to consolidate the district's three buildings into one location failed. Superintendent Jim Sutton said their school board decided to go back to the drawing board.
The board wanted to step back and find out from our communities what the next step should be, and the one thing that is the initial common ground here is that both sides are trying to find a way that everyone can be relatively happy and not divide our community.
Sutton said the board is starting a committee to help the school district decide on the next step.
What the board decided to do was to put out some suggestion boxes in our communities, and we're just getting ready to do that, and then ask a committee of folks from our community to come together and review those suggestions and come back to the board with some review of the suggestions that they received. And so that's what the board's trying to do right now, is create that committee.
Sutton says the committee will not determine the next steps for the district, but will provide a summary of public input.
Their job, simply put, is to take the suggestions from the suggestion box and review it and come up with something that they take back to the board on what they reviewed. It's not really a committee created to determine the next steps, but to take it to the board so that they can determine what they feel the best course will be for the district.
Any resident of the Riverside School District can sign up for the committee. Sutton says the school district is trying to move quickly on finding volunteers. You can call the central office at 712-484-2291 by no later than March the 16th to have your name included on the committee selection list. Sutton said the list of volunteers will be taken to the next Riverside School Board meeting for a review, and a committee of no more than a dozen will be selected. And state investigators say a man who was shot in Ottawa during a burglary that authorities say was fabricated has been shot again. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said 32-year-old Darren Hiber was shot Thursday morning near Mapleton. Agent Terry Kluster said Hiber suffered a non-life-threatening injury. Kluster said the parties involved in the incident are being interviewed. Last month, Hiber told police he was shot in the leg while interrupting a burglary at his business. Police say Hiber devised a scheme to have an employee, Barry Chapman, shoot him to garner sympathy from his estranged wife. Hiber was arrested this week on firearm and conspiracy charges for that alleged incident. Chapman was also charged. News time is 7:12.
Let me guess. The flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Emma Ann Larson, age 96, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Emma Larson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Stacy Lynn Grimes Taylor, age 40, of Winterset and formerly of Earlham, died Saturday. Funeral services for Stacy Taylor will be today at 10:30 at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dolores Stanley, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Dolores Stanley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Bandow, age 77, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Bandow will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Ruth Dwyer, age 84, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Ruth Dwyer will be today at 2:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Mervyn W. Christensen, age 79, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mervyn Christensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Orville Young, age 88, of Hancock, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Orville Young will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Milton Sinow, age 81, of Aspinwall, died Tuesday. Services for Milton Sinow will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Pauline Hogsett, age 91, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Pauline Hogsett will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Mabel Richter, age 96, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mabel Richter will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Marjorie R. Keister, age 85, of Panora and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Keister will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Helen Bull, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Bull will be Monday at 10:30 at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids, with Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids in charge of arrangements. Adele Leist, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Adele Leist will be held Monday at 1:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ronald Stitt, age 76, of Panora, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Ronald Stitt will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in rural Van Meter. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Mary Ann Hopkins, age 73, of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mary Ann Hopkins will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Betty Sanny, age 93, of Lewis, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Sanny will be held Tuesday morning. The date and time are pending. The services will be at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robina Nora Elmquist, age 91, of Exira, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of life services for Robina Elmquist will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Doris Fett, age 85, of Panora and formerly of Adair, died Wednesday. Her brother Merle Fett, age 80, of Adair, died Thursday. Services for Doris and Merle Fett are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Violet Norwood, age 73, of Erling, died Wednesday. Services for Violet Norwood are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Virginia Parsons Almond of California and formerly of Lewis died Wednesday. Services for Virginia Almond are currently pending. That is a check of our funeral announcements and our news this hour, brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.